boom. Just Google, why does soda pop make you burp experiment, and click the video. Now, just like with the air you swallow when you're nervous, your body would rather get rid of the extra carbon dioxide gas than keep it inside you.
Makes sense.
And the quickest route out is back up the way it came. Carbon dioxide gas rushes out your stomach, back up your esophagus, and out your mouth, making a really big noise. Some people call it a burp. Some call it a belch. Doctors call it eructation.
Eructation? Fancy. I like it. Hey, Smarty Pants, next time someone burps, tell them, nice eructation. But wait, how do carbon dioxide bubbles get into soda pop in the first place?
I'm a stomach. Why would I know that?
You wouldn't. Which is why I also invited my friend, a pharmacist.
Huh?
A pharmacist?
That's right. Question. Who invented Pepsi, Coca-Cola, and Dr. Pepper, the three oldest sodas in the world? Well, if you said a doctor invented Dr. Pepper, you wouldn't be far off. Because all three were invented by pharmacists.
Pharmacist?
That's right. These soft drinks were originally intended to be medicine, meant to cure nausea, headaches, heartburn, and other ailments. But we'll get to that a little later. First, we want to know, how do carbon dioxide bubbles get into soda? Can you enlighten us, my pharmacist friend?
I sure can. You see, carbon dioxide is a special kind of gas, one that dissolves in water. And if the water is very cold, you can add a lot of carbon dioxide to it. When it comes to making soda pop, carbon dioxide is forced into sweet-tasting flavored water. The mixture is then trapped in soda cans and sealed tight, so all the carbon dioxide stays put. That is, until you pop the top and all the dissolved gas races to escape.
I see. I noticed you called them soft drinks. And what makes them soft?
The fact that they don't have alcohol in them. Alcoholic drinks were known as hard drinks. Soft drinks became a popular non-alcoholic alternative.
And when it comes to the United States, we can't get enough soda pop. Question. How many gallons of soda does the average American drink each year? Is it A, 1 gallon, B, 9 gallons, C, 38 gallons, or D, 52 gallons? Think you know the answer? Well, stick around to see if you're right. Now back to Who Smarted? So, how many gallons of soda do you think the average American drinks each year? 1 gallon, 9 gallons, 38 gallons, or 52 gallons? According to a 2018 survey, the average American drank just over 38 gallons a year. That's enough soda pop to fill a bathtub. So, what makes soda so popular?
People, of course, love soda pop for its sugary, sweet taste. However, nobody likes it flat or without the bubbles, right?
No, you need the bubbles.
Right. But the reason why you're so fond of the fizz may surprise you. It turns out bubbles of carbon dioxide trigger your pain sensors.
Ow!
Yep, the bubbly fizz in soda pop activates the same pain sensors as spicy foods like mustard and wasabi, producing a kind of pleasant burning sensation way up in your nose.
Huh, I definitely feel that when I drink soda.
Hold on a second. Isn't soda or pop or soda pop not so good for you? I know too much definitely makes me feel a little.
It's true. Drinking soda regularly or even semi-regularly isn't great for you. For one thing, the fizzy bubbles are hard on your teeth. Plus, it's high in sugar. Really high. Did you know just one 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola contains about 10 teaspoons of sugar? That's equal to 2.5 donuts. Not to mention, the most common ingredients found in soda these days include high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavorings and food colorings, and phosphoric acid, all of which can have negative health effects when consumed in excess.
Facts.
But wait a second. Didn't you say pharmacists invented soda? Why would a pharmacist, someone who's trained to prepare and sell medicine, invent soda pop, which is practically the opposite of medicine?
It's pretty ironic when you think about it, but pharmacists in the late 1800s were coming up with all kinds of soda pop recipes and marketing them as medicine.
It's true. Coca-Cola was invented in 1886 by a pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, and was officially advertised as a cure for anxiety and depression. And Pepsi-Cola was said to help cure dyspepsia, which is basically a fancy word for stomach aches. And Dr. Pepper was supposed to help with upset stomachs.
This is making me upset.
7-Up, on the other hand, was said to improve your mood, which was lucky since it was introduced 2 weeks before the start of the Great Depression in 1929. 7-Up wasn't its original name, though.
Really? What's it called?
Bib Label Lithiated Lemon Lime Soda.
Huh?
Good call changing it to 7-Up.
Bib Label Lithiated Lemon Lime Soda wasn't the only odd-sounding soda name. Here's a question for you. Which of these was not the name of an actual soda pop sold in the USA? Was it A, Bubble Up, B, Skink, C, Moxie, or D, Wink? Got your answer? If you said skink, you're right. A skink is a kind of lizard, not a soda pop.
It's also not medicine.
Fun fact, in the beginning, soda didn't come in cans and bottles. You could only buy it at places called soda fountains.
Whoa.
And people who worked at these soda fountains had an unusual nickname, one that might seem a little mean today. Ready for one more quick quiz? What do you think soda fountain servers were called? Was it A, soda yankers, B, soda jerks, C, soda streamers, or D, soda spewers? Did you say B, soda jerks? You're right.
Hey, who are you calling a jerk?
No, I'm not calling you a jerk. The term soda jerk comes from a fountain server needing to pull, or jerk, a small lever in order to pour the soda. Soda jerk.
Oh, I thought you were being mean.
No, not at all. Here, have a Bib Label Lithiated Lemon Lime Soda. It'll cheer you right up.
But it's not medicine.
And don't drink too much of it.
Bub.
A long-distance shout-out to super smarty fan Hunter in Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. We're so glad to hear that you learn a lot from Who Smarted and think it's super fun, too. This episode, Soda Pop, was written by Rebecca Ratliff Cameron and voiced by Adam Tex Davis, Rebecca Ratliff Cameron, Sheffield Chastain, Chris Okawa, and yours truly, Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Bubble Up Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.
We just found out why soda has bubbles from our good friend, the trusty narrator over at Who Smarted, and I think Sarah's in the mood for some soda. Sarah, I want to tell you about something really cool that we're doing this summer.
Tell me right now.
ICANN has a free concert in the park this August 29th.
Wow.
Guess where?
At Irving Park?
It is at Irving Park in Northeast Poland, and our good friends Your Song, My Song are going to take to the stage and help us dance the night away.
I cannot wait. Why don't we listen to a piece of music from Your Song, My Song right now?
Great idea.